Oh, do you have any special term for somebody who just does something part-time, not particularly good at it? Maybe a fellow who does carpenter work sometimes.
Well, sometimes we'd call him a jack of all trades, you know.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear the term jackleg?
Jackleg or mm-hmm. jack of all trades, you know. They'll say if you just carpenter, say you just a carpenter helper, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They just call him, well, he's a carpenter jackleg, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The other fella done the planning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Would that really sound right?
Yeah, well, I was just trying to find out what it meant.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, MacArthur, before he became, when he was in the Army, do you remember his title?
Who was that?
MacArthur.
MacArthur. General MacArthur.
Uh-huh. And the man who's in charge of the local court in the county is a...
I
talked to him yesterday. I talked to the county clerk and...
Yeah, county clerk. You talked to Ray, his county clerk.
Yeah.
And the other boy was in there. I think that was Besson. And they called him Judge.
Uh-huh.
His red-faced fella, awful red. Or was he a tall, slim fella?
No, he wasn't tall. He was rather short and round.
Yeah. Face looked like he's about to bust out with liquor, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's drunk all the time.
Oh, he is?
He drinks lots of liquor.
Well, he was happy.
Yeah, he's that way of a morning. He used to be a lawyer over there and come in and of a morning he'd come in and just as red and his face looked like his blood to him bust out of it. And by noon, you know, he'd work down so he'd be pale.
Hmm.
Drinks liquor all the
time. That's too bad. I don't think a little of it'll hurt him, but a lot of it'll sure put him away.
He drinks it all the time.
I see. A person who goes to school, you would say, is a what?
Well, I got my mind on.
Well, I changed the subject here. We're going to talk about something else. I didn't change it on purpose. I just wanted to find out what you call this, a person who goes to school. Study.
Well, he'd be a student, wouldn't he?
Uh-huh.
Some school, you know, mm-hmm. of his class, you know, something like that. I'd say that way.
And then a girl who works in an office and uses a typewriter and takes dictation
mm-hmm.
and answers the telephone and...
I don't know. I'm dumb.
Secretary? Would that?
She'd be a secretary, wouldn't she?
Uh-huh.
That's what I thought she'd be, secretary.
And let's see, we'd say, I'm not a Canadian, I'm not a Mexican, I'm...
American.
Uh-huh. Do you have any special term for, sort of a no-count point person?
Let's see what we call him. I can't think now, but I know there's something out they call him, no cancer. We have a few of them.
I think every place has them.
I don't know. I don't know what you'd call that.
How about a person from way back in the hills who doesn't know very much?
You call him Hillbilly. Hillbilly, you know.
Uh-huh.
She comes down from the hills up there. Mm-hmm. They all carry that name, Hillbilly. They don't mind it. They like it.
Yeah,
that's all right.
That's what they are.
They don't make them
people
mad.
People from the hills.
Don't make them mad. They call them hillbilly.
And would you call a person a hillbilly if he was from the flat country?
I don't think you would. Would you? I don't believe you would.
I don't think I would.
If he's out of the mountains, well, he'd be a hillbilly. But if he's in the flats, I don't know what you'd call him.
Mm-hmm.
Just Mr. So-and-so out of the flat, the water, or something like that.